This is Storage Unpacked. Subscribe at storageunpacked.com.
Hi, this is Chris Evans recording another Storage Unpacked podcast, and I'm here with Stan Stevens from Hitachi Vantara. Hi, Stan.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Excellent, excellent. So we're not face-to-face this time, not like last time where we were actually fortunate enough to be in the same room and have a good conversation. Actually, I think we were in a really big, like, atrium or one of the big halls, weren't we? They sort of put us in a strange place
yes,
to have our
yes.
little conversation.
Yes, we were. We were one of only a couple people in that big atrium or that big room that we had over in Las Vegas. So much different setting this time, much different world right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're here to talk again and just to catch up on OpsCenter. And that's obviously a software platform, which we'll go into in more detail. So maybe it would be a good idea if we just started off with a bit of a recap of that. Sure. By the way, if you want to tell people what you do for the company, that might sort of help them understand why we're talking about OpsCenter.
Sure, absolutely. So Chris, I'm the Director of Software Product Marketing for Hitachi Vantara, and I sit inside the Digital Infrastructure Business Unit of Hitachi. And just quickly, in case people aren't familiar, Hitachi recently split up into two separate business units. There's the Digital Infrastructure, and then there's also Digital Solutions. And so when you think of digital infrastructure, we are really responsible for driving the strategy and the awareness around Hitachi's core offerings around storage. So standalone storage, converged, hyperconverged, object storage, and of course, all of the components that fall within that. So your storage management and your services, whereby Digital Solutions is more around our offerings around data ops. So that's where the LaMotta and Pitaho platforms have come into play, driving data ops solutions, leveraging AI and ML and analytics and automation, and really creating that value to help customers better understand the data points they're bringing in externally.
Okay, I'm glad you restated that, because if you look at the way that and this is a slight diversion, but if you look at the way that the business has gone, you did have and have had historically the hardware and the infrastructure side, and the other side of the business, which focuses much more on data. But now that's, I guess you're saying that's very much more well-defined as two separate business units.
Yes, yes. We're really still also working very closely together on cross-pollination of product development and solutions. But there's a more definitive focus now as to what each of the two groups are driving for product strategy and value out to the marketplace.
Wonderful. Okay, let's go in and talk about OpsCenter then. So remind everybody what OpsCenter is and what it's used for.
Sure. So OpsCenter is our modern storage management platform that provides an integrated centralized dashboard or launcher. It delivers a simple platform for configuration, analytics, automation, and data protection for our VSP arrays. So it's really the platform moving forward that customers are utilizing, both within enterprise and mid-range. And again, what we're doing with this is we're really helping to unlock all the innovation that we have inside of our VSP arrays. So as an example, Chris, you and I talked back in October with the new very high-end VSP 5000 family. And then most recently, we had the E990, which is our new mid-range all-flash array. What OpsCenter would do is take all of the innovation that's inside of those. So as an example, the 5000 series has very low latency, very high performance, very high reliability, you know, 8.9's reliability. And what OpsCenter does is it makes it very simple to configure across all the platforms. So 5000, E990, all the legacy. But then it also takes all of the embedded AI and ML through our analyzer tool and brings it into the OpsCenter platform. We could then do things like predictive analytics. So we could do things like capacity planning, performance, latency. We can also look at root cause analysis, and OpsCenter is not just for VSP storage. I must say that it goes across the entire data path.
Okay. So if we look at this historically, you know, traditionally everybody who produces some sort of storage platform typically has some sort of management suite that goes with it. And those have really evolved over time. So you just picked out some really interesting sections there. Now, just breaking it down into a bit more detail, there is a number of components, isn't there? You talked about data protection, you talked about analyzer, you talked about all those different sections. Is it worth just reminding everybody what those pieces are?
Sure. So let me start with configuration, Chris, if you don't mind, because you mentioned it. So kind of what's different in the strategy for us is our configuration tool, which is called Hitachi OpsCenter Administrator, is the sole configuration tool that customers would have to learn and utilize across all their VSP storage. So if you're an existing customer, you use Administrator to configure your existing arrays. You go through that knowledge curve. It's all based on HTML5, so it's pretty easy to utilize. And it's your tool, same tool that you're going to use when you purchase newer arrays. So the 5000 series, the E990, even moving forward. We think that that's a different type of approach to maybe some of how the other vendors approach it, because it is that single tool, so it's much easier to use. We have the analyzer tool, which provides telemetry data across an entire path. So what I mean by an entire path is analyzer will go and pull data points from our storage. It could pull data from virtualized storage, third-party storage sitting behind the VSP. It will pull data from Cisco Brocade switches, physical servers, virtual machines, and applications. Why that's important is because we're pulling all the data points together. So in the case of like root cause analysis, when there is an issue, we're able to help the IT organization realize very, very quickly, go through and weed out the false positives and let them know what is the root cause of what's providing the issue for you today. And then working with Automator, our third component of OpsCenter, Analyzer can now recommend actions to Automator, and Automator can remediate those actions. The other thing Automator provides of value to customers is it automates common storage tasks like provisioning or SAN zoning, okay, or even non-disruptive migration. And then the fourth important component of OpsCenter is how we extend out the value of data protection, or what we call enterprise copy data management. So this is where your orchestration around backups, snapshots, clones, replications comes into play. These four components are integrated together on the back end through REST APIs. And that's important because, again, they're all sharing intelligence back and forth, so that, you know, in the case where you have to spin up additional storage or more storage, you're checking with the various components, in this case Administrator, to make sure that we've recommended the right location and the right array to provision the additional storage. And we're also calling into Protector to make sure that we're not going to violate any protection policies and we're maintaining all those policies with the new storage.
Okay, that's really useful. That sort of sets the scene in terms of all the different components that are out there. But what's the focus going forward for this platform? Because, and I'll phrase that with a certain way of saying it specifically, because I look at these sort of solutions and think you can end up with a situation where one platform is at the center of all of this, and then it rules everything. And it almost then can come to dominate as well, because it becomes the platform you have to manage and support and feed and look after. So what is the focus going forward? Is it to make this the center of everything that you sell in terms of all of the, you know, HCI solutions, all those other different technologies? What is the aim here?
Well, what we're looking at right now, and as I mentioned, this is for the VSP environments. But if you take a look at our portfolio, as an example, you mentioned the converged hyperconverged. There's natural extensions and support of the components of OpsCenter, analytics, automation, data protection into our converged infrastructure platforms, because those are powered by UCP. So you'll see us increase some integration with the converged infrastructure platforms around the capability and value that we could bring from an analytics, automation, and data protection perspective. I think from there, we want to make it so that it's easier for the IT organization to embrace some of these technologies like analytics and automation. As an example, Chris, one of the challenges that we keep hearing from our customers is that, you know, we would like to continue to embrace analytics and automation, but quite honestly, one of the challenges we have right now is we have an overburdened staff. We also don't have the necessary skill sets to do some of this, especially around automation. So we want to make sure that we're not only providing this platform, but we're also providing some additional service capabilities.
I agree with you around that sort of skills thing and the automation. I think this is a combination of a number of things. I think it's skills is one thing, without a doubt. You know, people have become more generalist in their environments, definitely. I think we've seen that as a trend. But I think part of that is to say that as I bring in automation, I'm actually using it to make my delivery of technology more agile. So I want to take the person out of the equation, if you like. I don't want to have to either have somebody in the way who has to actually be involved in order to do that provisioning, because they can increase the time it takes to get what I want. But also, you can't scale people to the same degree you can scale technology, because it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a combination of a number of things here around the automation piece, isn't it, that you'd be looking to achieve?
Yes, absolutely. So for starters, you know, Hitachi Ops Center is not looking to be the Uber end-to-end replacement to what customers have today for some of their management tools. Quite honestly, Ops Center, as I mentioned earlier, is really targeted at unlocking the innovation and driving more value for customers that are investing in our Hitachi Vantara VSP storage, and also the converged. And eventually, let me answer your other question. Do we have some focus on, you know, bringing this into the hyperconverged line? Yes, absolutely. Nothing definitive right now within the next 12 months to talk about, but yes, we're moving towards that. So in the interim, we want to bring all these capabilities forward. With that being said, what we want to make sure that we're working with customers on is they might already have within their IT operations some automation dashboards they work with. So that's why I said Ops Center isn't meant to replace those. It's meant to augment those. Yeah. So our target audience today really is the IT admins. It's the storage admins. It could go across to network and virtual or VM admins. But really for us, it's part and parcel to the storage guys, because let's face it, Chris, when somebody logs in a ticket and they say, my app is running slow today, you know, we chuckle, because our customers tell us the team that always gets the first finger pointed at them is the storage team. Mm-hmm. So why I say we want to invest in them and we want to invest in the IT admins is because traditionally they don't have the skill sets. You know, automation takes a certain amount of scripting. Our automation out of the gate is based on, again, workflows. So we've taken the heartache of having to do a lot of scripting out of that. So if you're a storage admin, can you actually go in and leverage a standard template that already has all the steps associated, what it would take for you to create a data store to support a new ESXi virtual machine? Absolutely. However, our standard templates are just that. If you have certain parameters you need to change and customize that to your own unique situation, then you're going to need to do, you know, some additional scripting, if you will. So my point with that is that we have a starter pack that is ideally aimed at the storage teams and at the IT admin teams that don't have the skill sets to even get off the starting block with automation. And the starter pack is a fixed scope, fixed price. It's not very expensive. We architect it that way so that our belief is that customers are getting caught up not just on the fact they don't have the skill sets or they don't have the staff, the resources, but they're also getting partially caught up on where do I start to automate? And this starter pack helps them answer that question. We go in there and we do an assessment. We help plan where to start. It's basically automating two workflows. They choose the workflows they like to automate, and it's getting those workflows automated. And then usually within 90 days, we can help the IT team understand what efficiency gains they're getting by automating these workflows. Now they can bring that data back into their management team so that they could show, okay, this is an area that we can help drive greater efficiencies and dollars back into the IT organization and the IT budget. So that's very, very important to us. And we think, again, that might be a little bit different approach than to how some of the customers are getting support on their automation initiatives.
Okay, I think that's quite an interesting one to be quite clear on. And the reason I say that is because if I look at the way that, for example, when I've done any automation in the past, one thing I've been very careful to do is expose APIs to the end user who might be using the platform to provide storage to their infrastructure, mm-hmm. and give them only a certain set of capabilities. And mm-hmm. actually have the ability to control those to a certain degree. So
sure.
for sake of argument, I could just give somebody access to the generic APIs for a box and carve off, you know, an area of capacity for them to use and let them get on with it. The problem with that, of course, is that they may run out of storage. They may do something else around, you know, poorly provisioning it. They may not integrate that with their data protection solution so that they're getting backups at the same time. So I think the way that you actually expose that stuff to people is quite important. And it isn't just a case of, well, here's some Ansible scripts that allow you to just do that. Because if right. you do that, there is a risk that they could, I'll use the term run amok, but I don't really necessarily mean it as bad as that. But, they, you know, they could do they can completely misunderstand what they're supposed to do. And also that can lead to wastage, and it can lead to lots of other things.
Absolutely. And, you know, another point that I should point out, as you mentioned, Ansible is that, again, one of the powers of Hitachi Ops Center is the API integration. So, you know, today we have integration with ServiceNow. The power that that brings to customers is another pushback we've heard from customers is I just don't want to automate my remediation because I still need checks and balances. Okay, if Analyzer goes and identifies an issue and recommends some actions, you know, before those actions are executed on, I want to make sure that I have the proper checks and balances and everybody within the organization that needs to approve gets to approve. That's where the power of integrating with the ServiceNow ITSM comes into play, is that you have those abilities. We're going to expand that. We're going to expand it not just to ITSM, but again, if you are a IT organization that's already using Ansible or you're using, you know, Remedy, or Terraform, or Puppet, or Chef, we'll have API plugins to those environments as well. So again, you'll be able to leverage all of the value and capabilities that we're bringing, because again, we're not at the event log level either. And again, I'm not trying to knock those platforms, but we're down at the data plane layer, if you will, and grabbing all those data points. And because of the way that we're able to go through the false positives and we're able to get to the root cause, we're actually letting the IT organization know well ahead of time, hey, you've got an issue that's going to arise. And if you don't address this issue, you know, you're going to run out of capacity, you're going to run out of to performance issues, latency, what have you. We need to make some changes here, and here are the recommended changes. So that's part of being able to work with those higher end platforms as well to bring that intelligence up so they could see it at that level. And it's also, again, making sure that we're working with the IT organization so that they could bring some comfort back into their storage admins and to the IT admins to know that, hey, this isn't going to automate them out of a job. It's actually going to free them up so they can work on more strategic types of opportunities that they need to focus on from a company perspective.
Do you know, it's funny you should say that, because I was going to ask you something quite specifically related to that. And that's, I think that the way that we manage our infrastructure is changing, whereas we might have said storage admins before or virtual admins or whatever. And a lot of that work was very much administration. It was manual work of provisioning, of doing all sorts of things, keeping track of our resource usage, all that sort of thing. Whereas I think what we're heading to now is more of a situation where you are, as a comparison, imagine a very large city, New York or something like that, or Chicago or whatever, that has to monitor things like traffic flow. You don't want to be on the ground directing every single car as to exactly where it should be. You want to be controlling things like traffic lights or, you know, other sorts of traffic control methods that allow you to direct the traffic where you want. So you get the best value out of moving people through the city by having controls in place without actually micromanaging every little piece. And I think that's where our storage admin and other types of admin work are going, that we're stepping back and saying, we'll give the customer more, that's in our end user, more ability to do stuff, but we'll take that higher view of looking at the overall view of performance, capacity, fault management, you know, capacity planning, all those sort of things, because that's more important to the business than it is manual provisioning of individual LUNs to people.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. And that's where, again, we take a look at things like our predictive analytics. Everything that we're talking about today is on-prem. And again, it's not a knock on any of the strategies out there today where they're doing maybe cloud-based monitoring. There's a value and that's fine. But again, what separates what we do from a predictive analytics capability is we have all those data points right there and it's all the data points that we're grabbing from that specific customer. And it's data points that we're weaving through the false positives, and we're able to report up. And again, a lot of these dashboards and a lot of metrics that we collect are customizable. So there's some default metrics that we ship out, you know, out of the box, if you will. And then customers and IT organizations, storage admins, they have the ability to pick and choose the metrics that they want to collect and how they want to report it up and everything. And so my point is this, if I gave you a configuration that said, Chris, if I had a new E990 and I had two SAN switches and I had 1,000 virtual machines that I had to be responsible for, in a 24-hour time period, OpsCenter can collect 160 million data points. Now, that may sound great, but here's the challenge. Who's going to go through the 160 million data points? So we weed through all that false positive. And again, through these metrics and through the dashboards and reporting, we're going to visualize and show you what's the most important data that you need to help to manage that traffic flow that you just talked about. So, you know, you want to see important matrix around capacity. You want to see important matrix around latency. You want to see whatever the matrix or whatever the area that you want to focus on, you would have the ability to do. And again, the other reason why I'm stressing this is because it's great to have the capacity planning and all of that to work with. But it's also another thing to take all those matrix and be able to utilize that data and guard against issues that arise and be able to, when an issue does arise, get to the root cause as fast as possible. And in cases, you know, address that problem and do it 4 to 8 times faster than you would under a manual process. And again, I think that's important for both mid-size enterprise and large enterprise, in my opinion, both enterprise and mid-range customers.
I'd agree with you. I mean, I've spent hours, years, months, years digging into problems at customer sites where we've looked at performance problems or other things. And you know what? By the time you've actually got the data to do the analysis you want, the problem's gone away or it's moved somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, because these are complex systems that are continually changing. So you're not going to get any further forward, to be honest, I don't think, unless you're putting some sort of AI ops type technology into the platform. So Why don't we go on and talk about what is new, and maybe that's part of it, maybe it's not, but why don't we just talk about what's new and what you've been working on since the last time we spoke?
Sure. So the last time we spoke, you know, I mentioned data protection as part of this. And so when we initially launched OpsCenter back in October, just for internal reasons, we couldn't get the rebranding of the former Hitachi Data Instance Director as part of the family. So we've officially brought that in there, and it's now rebranded as Protector. And it's not just a rebranding. It's also a re-architecture of the data protection itself. We brought in new capabilities like backup to cloud or backup to object. In addition to that, as I mentioned, OpsCenter is HTML5 based. It is full integrated single sign-on now. So, you know, in the past, again, there was not single sign-on capabilities for administrator. That is all single sign-on now. We've also improved the performance of our configuration tool. So much faster provisioning time over some of our previous generations of configuration management. We've increased some of the remote replication capabilities, and that's helping with things like non-disruptive online migration. And we've been able to, again, on the back end, be able to increase some of the capabilities around the automated remediation, some of the back end capabilities that we have with VMware and some of the integration we have. So again, if we have customers out there that are already utilizing VMware and vRealize and they want to use some of their tools, they certainly can do that. And then last but not least, is we brought in full support of the E990, which is our new mid-range storage array, and all of the capabilities that we have within OpsCenter to do configuration, analytics, automation, and protection are now extended into the E990. And again, I think what's valuable is we don't treat this as if it's a standalone, you know, new storage array. It's part of the entire ecosystem now. So all of the capabilities that you get around migration or around provisioning or around zoning extend out to the E990. So we're talking about a true Hitachi Ventara heterogeneous environment. What I mean by that is you can mix E990s, 5000s, previous generations, all in the same data center and utilize OpsCenter to do all of your analytics, all of your automation, all of your data protection, and your configuration from this one centralized integrated suite.
Okay. So if I was doing that, would it look like it was abstracted from me to the sense that I just say, for this box, I need to configure this to this host, and mm-hmm. it'll go in doing it. Could be the same process, whether it's a VSP 5000 or whether it's the E990. It would
correct
look and feel the same. API is the same. Everything's the same.
Yep. There's okay. no difference.
I'm really interested on where we're headed with that sort of thing. And the reason I say that, and this is, a slight diversion, because it's slightly discussion about the technology, the hardware technology here. And that's, if I looked at a larger enterprise that might have a mixture of all of these technologies, which typically that's what tends to happen, you know, over the time they have bits of stuff everywhere. One of the things I would like about this is the fact that if I've built a process around how I actually provision stuff out to my end users, and then I look at it and go, do you know what? I don't know, half that VSP 5000 doesn't need to be on that platform because that's way over the top in terms of its resiliency. It's great, but it's more than I need. And I could go for maybe the next purchase to be an E990 because that's going to give me exactly what I want. What I know is that I don't have to change the tool I'm using or the process or other things to make that data be moved to that new platform. Everything stays the same. And that means I can be more optimal about the technology I place in my data center over time. So I can look at it and say, do you know what? I am going to migrate to the more mid-range because that suits me in terms of cost and everything else. You know, it's more value for money.
Yes.
And that's not necessarily what everybody else is doing, but that's certainly what you're allowing your customers to do.
Yes. And if you think about it, so let's look at the E990 as an example. It's an all-flash array. So it's ideal for NVMe workloads. So one of the things that we talk about inside Hitachi Vantara is again, if you're a customer that has mixed arrays out there today, you know that you've got some low latency applications. You think you know what those low latency applications are that should be now deployed onto this or moved onto this E990. Here's the real question. Are you sure you know what those are? And would it help you if we were able to go out and analyze, okay, through OpsCenter, okay, and actually be able to show you the metrics, show you the data that will validate these are really the top three applications that need the lowest latency in your environment. Correct. These are the three applications. This is the associated storage that should be now moved to the E990. And we do have that capability within OpsCenter. And we do think that that's a little bit different than how others might approach your strategy. Because again, it's giving you the ability to go across the entire infrastructure.
And that seems perfectly reasonable because that's exactly what, as a customer, that's what I would want to be able to do. I'd want to be able to look at it and say, yes. Actually, you know, let's face it, if it was anything else, if it was buying laptops, fleets of cars, you know, mobile phones, whatever it happens to be, you'd always want to look at optimizing what you're buying and making the best use of that resource.
Correct.
And I would say that if you look at the way that customers and companies are looking going forward, they need to do things like this to look at how they become as efficient as possible, because certain parts of their business will think that cloud is more efficient for them, public cloud that is. So I think on-premises infrastructure needs to continue to be relevant and to continue to deliver that cloud-like experience in that manner. Otherwise, it's not going to be relevant in 10 years' time.
Correct. No, totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. And I think, you know, if I go back and I remember what one of our customers was quoted at Next and saying for him, you know, utilizing these new storage management tools and this new platform is all about helping them as a company increase their speed of execution and their speed of innovation.
Yep.
And the type of business they're in, they're a food services business. I mean, they have to live and die by that because, again, as we take a look at the pandemic, as we were talking earlier in this is changing how businesses are reaching out to customers today. And if I look at food services as an example in restaurants, I mean, you can't sit there today. Restaurants are forever changing now how they're approaching customers and how they're enticing them to come in and still buy their meals and everything, but do it from abroad rather than from inside their restaurant. So again, for them, they're overburdened. Yes, they have, you know, very limited budget, but they need to take all of this now and unlock it and say, how do I do things more efficient? How do I do things quicker, faster? How do I help the company be more innovative and do it quicker?
Yep. Okay, brilliant. So let's just go back and check on one thing, and then we'll talk about what might be coming next. And that's just to touch on the backup to cloud feature, because that's clearly something that customers who are maybe already using cloud might think there's a good opportunity. There may be customers who don't use cloud today. So just how does that work? You know, what are you offering at that within that?
So with respects to Hitachi OpsCenter, we can provide, so you can do your backup to an AWS cloud. We have full integration with S3. You could back up to Object Store. You could back up to a repository. So it's when I say backup to cloud, it's actually how we're moving forward our entire backup strategy. So in the past, you know, we had to go target to target. Now we can go out to object storage. We could also go out to Amazon S3 environments as well.
Okay.
So for us, it's really about not just providing a backup, but it's really about providing that governance copy services. And that's really where it enables a better use of the recovery copies of the data. And it supports a whole range of different business functions, including the governance and compliance. And what this is going to do is it's really going to reduce or eliminate the burden that these types of activities put on the production systems and, you know, reduce the overall storage and administrative costs. So, you know, will we look to extend these things beyond Amazon? Yes, we're looking at some other cloud environments as well. But for now, with a brand new service, this is where we're starting. And again, it's Amazon S3, but it's also, we could back up to object or we could back up to your repository as well, your standard standard storage.
I'm guessing you could back up to anything that then that is S3 compatible in that instance.
Correct.
And it's not unreasonable to do that, I guess. I mean, there's a bit of a rise of a few different vendors who are trying to do basically S3 compatible object stores at a cheaper price. And that could be on-premises object stores. I mean, you already have one yourself, but there are some of the vendors who are building those out. So I think having that flexibility is quite good.
Sure.
So, okay, let's talk about then what can we expect coming up. So the next time we chat, what are we going to be talking about that might be in the works that you'll have actually brought out?
So I think for us, it's going to be a couple of things around building our ecosystem and really exposing the value of the API, the open environment. And so I mentioned earlier that OpsCenter, especially the automation capabilities, isn't meant to be a replacement. It's meant to really augment and drive greater value to what IT organizations already have around automation tools. So, you know, short term, when I say short term, next 6 months, expect some announcements around how we're going to expand our capabilities into Ansible type of environments. From there, look for us to expand those beyond the 12 months, if you will. Look for us to expand into other areas like Terraform, Remedy, Puppet Chef. Look for us to also expand some of these monitoring capabilities, maybe into a cloud-based type of platform. We've got some initiatives going on in that area right now. So for us, it's not just providing cloud-based monitoring. It's really taking the tenets of OpsCenter and making it available from a cloud-based perspective. And that would be more longer term. That would probably be a year out. But that's where we'd like to go from this perspective.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, and I can see that because, you know, at the end of the day, there are certain functions that can work quite well in cloud as almost like a SaaS offering rather than necessarily always having to be on-prem. And it does take off a bit of that burden because it means you can be more direct about how you deploy new features. The customer doesn't have to do that upgrade themselves, for example.
Yep. And then I think for the mid-range, to try to help the folks that or the customers that don't have the need for true federated management, look for us to bring an embedded management capability into our mid-range boxes. So, you know, if a customer just wants to deploy a single array, if you will, and use some management that's built right in that doesn't have all of the same enterprise capabilities and functionality, we're going to be looking to bring that into the portfolio as well.
Okay, that makes sense. Brilliant. So where should we point people to go and find out a bit more? I'm guessing the Hitachi Vantara website is a great source of this sort of thing. Yes. But is there anywhere in particular on there, or is there anything else we should direct them
to? So on HitachiVantara.com, there is a products tab at the very top. And when you click on there, there is a tab called IT Operations Management, and you'll see right there Hitachi OpsCenter. And Hitachi OpsCenter landing page will have all the information. It will have videos as well as documentation, white papers, that will help customers really understand the power and value of investing in not just VSP storage, but how OpsCenter is driving greater value in those investments.
Stan, great to talk to you again. Really enjoyed it again. Looking forward to catching up the next time. So thanks for joining me and look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Storage Unpacked. For show notes and more, subscribe at storageunpacked.com. Follow us on Twitter at Storage Unpacked or join our LinkedIn group by searching for Storage Unpacked Podcast. You can find us on all good podcatchers, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks for listening.